This is CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. The state's new Artificial Intelligence Task Force meets Monday to try to make recommendations on how to implement a law to curb and prevent discrimination in AI systems. CPR's Benta Berkland says it's the first law of its kind in the country.
The task force will hear from experts from industry, academics, and nonprofits on how to set up safeguards in AI systems. The goal is to make sure the algorithms don't discriminate against end users. Colorado's law aims to set guardrails on how companies and governments use AI to help people navigate banking, healthcare, and government services. The law is scheduled to go into effect in 2026, but first will be shaped by the task force and input from other state lawmakers. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
A sergeant with the Denver Police Department has been charged with felony menacing in Adams County. The charge stems from an alleged road raid incident earlier this month. Denver Sergeant Jason Brake is suspected of pointing his gun at someone during a conflict on the road in Commerce City. According to Denver 7, Brake is on unpaid leave from the Denver police when he faces a felony charge. Colorado's unemployment rate is going up, but very slowly, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
The state's unemployment rate was 4% in September, according to Colorado's Labor Department. That's the same as it was in August, but higher than a year ago, when it was a little over 3%. The job market in Colorado and nationwide is defying recession predictions that have hung over the economy since federal regulators started raising interest rates more than 2 years ago. Now, interest rates are going down, and jobs are still being added. Even though in Colorado, job growth has been uneven, with some sectors like construction and information losing jobs. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
And you are listening to CPR News.